I capture the castle, Dodie Smith. And then it happened. As we stopped at Little Limping, I looked towards the guard's van to make sure the trunk didn't get pulled out by mistake. The station master is a bit daft. And there, looking out of the train not 6 yards away from me, was Simon Cotton. His hair and beard looked very black. The sickly light of the platform lamps made him seem very pale, and even in that quick glance I noticed the naked look of his mouth. I dodged back and yelled to Rose. I reckoned we had 10 minutes to think in. We were 5 miles from Scotney and the little train crawls. But oh, I needed more time. I couldn't make up my mind if I ought to tell Rose what the Cottons had said about her. I was so frightened that if I didn't, she might be silly again. "Let's be distant with them," I said, while I tidied my hair in the glass between photographs of Norwich Cathedral and Yarmouth Beach. "Distant? Do you think I intend to speak to them after they've ignored us? But we'll have to say good evening, won't we? We can say it coldly and sweep on with dignity." She said we couldn't do anything with dignity, dressed as we were and laden with furs like hearth rugs.